We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem and Chaim Yaakov ben Pirchos of the Yo. We are in Midos Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim Sha'arim Hayul Beis Hamoked. This Beis Hamoked, this hole of fire, which we said had four smaller chambers inside, they actually had two gates. Echad Pasuach LaChel. One of the gates opened up from the Beis Hamoked into the Chel. The Chel we mentioned is that 10 Amma area that's immediately outside the Azara. Officially, it had the Kedusha not of the Azara of the Har Habayis. So one opened up into the unsanctified area. And one of the gates of the Beis Hamokot opened up into the Kadosh area, into the Azara itself. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeshaya Pasuach LaAzara. The one that opened up into the Azara, that gate, Pishpash Katanayalo, it actually had a smaller door. Some claim the smaller door was built into the larger door of the gate. Some claim it was actually on the side. What would they use the smaller door for? This Pishpash Katan, Shebo Nechnasim Livloshes Azara. It was through that that the Kohanim would walk in order to inspect the Azara. So would walk through, not through the gate, they didn't open up the gate just yet, but through that small pishpash in order to inspect the Azara. We mentioned this in the first parak of Tamid. Before daybreak, we needed the Kohanim to walk around the Azara, do a little sivuv, to make sure all of the kalim that were necessary for that day's avoda were in place. Because that was done before daybreak, some claim that's why they didn't walk through the gate itself. The gate is not supposed to be open until it's time for the avoda. So that's why they walked through the small pishpash. Others claim, no, you needed many Kohanim, you need a lot of manpower in order to open up the gate itself, which they didn't have at that time so early in the morning. So therefore, they used this smaller pishbash in order to walk into the Azara from the Beis Hamoked in order to inspect the Azara. Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Beis Hamoked, which we mentioned so many times, Kippa was a dome structure. It was built in the shape of a dome. Ubayis Gadolo is a very large room, as we said. They had four subchambers in the Beis Hamoked. And Mukaf Rovadim Shaleven. And it was surrounded on the inside with ledges that were made of stone. We mentioned this in Maseches Tamid because Viziknei Beis Av Yeshenim Sham. The elders of the Beis Av who were supposed to do the service of that day or the next day, they would sleep there on those ledges. Umaftechos ha'azara bi'adam. And they, the Ziknei Beis Av, had the keys to the Azara in their hands. Upirchei Kuhna, the younger Kohanim, Perach v'blasim, we had them in the past, Ish Kisto Baretz, they had their mattresses, their bedding, their whatever they needed, the pillows, they slept on the floor. The Ziknei Beis Av, they're the ones who slept on the ledges. Why is that? So some claim, well, the Pirchei Kuhna are the younger Kohanim. They're probably 20 because in order to do the Avodah, according to many, you have to be 20 years old. There were Kohanim who were younger as well. But the Kohanim who would serve in the Beis HaMikdash, Pirchei Kuhna, they slept not on the ledges, they slept on the floor, but nonetheless, they were doing the service, they were doing the avoda. And others claim, no, that the Pirchei Kuhna we speak of in this Mishnah don't necessarily have to be 20. They can be between 13 and 20 because they're not doing the avoda. They, in fact, are the Kohanim who are doing the Shmira. And because they're doing the Shmira, they are supposed to sleep on the ground. If you have Kohanim who are actually old enough to do this, do the service, so those Kohanim, in fact, potentially could sleep on the ledges. Nonetheless, the language of the Mishnah seems to imply that it was the Ziknei Beis Av only who slept on those ledges, on the Rovadim Shaleven, and the other Kohanim, even if they were sleeping and preparing to do the Avodah the next day, not just Shmira, they slept on the ground.